U.S. greater than love daydreaming? This study proves you might actually be smarter than others. World of Buzz, Home News, Current Affairs, Social Stories, Society, People, Features, Lifestyle, Travel, Food, Events and Places, Beauty and Fashion, Tech, Culture, Music, Relationships, Film and TV, Sports, Opinion, Videos, Munch, Advertise, Contribute an article. Contact, connect with us. World of Buzz, love daydreaming? This study proves you might actually be smarter than others. News. Elon Musk's Neuralink could potentially retrain the human brain to cure mental illnesses. Sarawak records two new clusters in Mombong and Kuching with four positive cases in total. Malaysian man gets sexually harassed by another man in Pasar Seni MRT toilet. Dutch man impressed with his treatment at Hospital Langkawi and praises the staff there. Netizens defend Syed Siddiq after he got called out for eating in Dewan Rakyat. Current Affairs, Social Stories, Society. Meet Izzati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community. Here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. People, features, lifestyle, love daydreaming? This study proves you might actually be smarter than others. Deboba releases new mochi soya milk tea series and it's intriguing. Dehydration can make you look older than your age. Here's why. Singapore has salmon sashimi noodles and we're jealous. Chocoholics, you can visit these 10 places in Klang Valley to satisfy your sweet tooth. Travel, food, events and places, beauty and fashion, tech, culture. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of MythBusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Music, relationships, film and TV, sports, opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, the new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. How many times have you been scolded by your teachers and parents for daydreaming while doing a task? Have you ever felt like a total loser for liking to daydream but not being able to produce any effective work? Well, personally speaking, daydreaming is one of the things I enjoy doing the most. It's relaxing, and even opens up a pathway to escape from reality for a short moment. Furthermore, a little runaway is what we need to remember how to breathe. In 2017, a research from Georgia Institute of Technology has said that daydreaming might be a sign to show that a person is creative and smart. In the study, more than 100 people were laid in the MRI machine to have their brain patterns measured. The participants were told to put their focus on a stationary fixation point for 5 minutes. Data obtained were compared with tests that measured their intellectual and creativeness. Those who reported to daydream more frequently had obtained better scores in the two aspects, as well as their brain systems measured in the MRI machine, as stated in Science Daily. People with efficient brains may have too much brain capacity to stop their minds from wandering, said Eric Schumacher, the associate professor who've taken part in the research. Now, to those of you who like to daydream, do you feel better after knowing this? Additionally, Live Science has mentioned that the act of mind wandering might actually boost one's working memory. What's a working memory? Well, this type of memory is the internal workspace that allows the brain to mess around with different thoughts simultaneously. But then again, daydreaming will only bring you the most benefits if you practice them the right way. For example, it allows you to imagine your goals for the day, or the realistic future life you want to live in. Just because it helps to boost your creativity, working memory and whatnot, doesn't mean you can neglect your job or tasks completely. Go ahead and set your mind free to wander. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Just don't forget to come back when it's needed. Daydreaming is a beautiful thing that your mind does. So don't misuse it. Also read, study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Source, Science Alert. Source, Psychologini Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.